well, folks. Thank you for joining us. I got you guys all on Substack. And if you haven't seen my Substack, it's pretty interesting because you get to see me as a writer, another dimension of things that I do that are very unusual. But I'm there, and I made the announcement for this, and I do little podcasts over there, and writings, and then Spreaker, and they kind of work, you know, together. So I made the announcement. So hopefully some of you Substackers are going to be wandering on into the chat room over here. And I can't really connect the two completely to where it's seamless. You got to be like on Substack, and I'm pretty active there. And then here on social media, I have disappeared from Facebook. I don't feel comfortable there. Just my personal safety. I don't feel comfortable for my safety. I'm going to be honest with you. Until I've been either spied on or stalked or, you know, things like that. It makes me very uncomfortable, and I'll never do it again. So for now, I've been hanging out a little bit on Gab. My name is The Seer. I'm The Seer. Not the only Seer, but I'm The Seer. And that's me. So that's kind of like my moniker that I go by out there, on all these things. I'm not sure about Spreaker. So, but if you follow along on Spreaker, you'll get the Substack and back and forth. Here we are on prayer, first day of June, and we really have need intervention from the Lord. So our group is here together today, and I want to welcome all you guys, you prayer warriors that have been through, I don't know, if you add up what we've been through, it's been, I don't know if anyone would believe it if you wrote it all down, right, Govinda and Patrick? But Charles, it's literally unbelievable.
Good morning, good morning.
But the Lord has brought us through and to this point. So we're about to cut loose the group in just a second. And he's brought us through to this point. There's a lot of prophetic things that I had said in 2002, 2003, 2004 that are basically, coming due. That doesn't mean they have to, like I said back then, I said, well, if it all comes due, we're all dead. So, but there were very strong visions back then about replacing people in the United States with Chinese management, eventually as part of their plan, with all these kind of things. I mean, imagine back in 2004 saying this stuff. And also, of course, the mass depopulation and comparing that to the Book of Revelation, which we did too, and many other people did as well. And many other prophets have come here from abroad, and they've said that they fully expect that the United States will be put under judgment by God based on the behavior and just the way people are here, the disregard for, any kind of, just the disregard, the wanton selfishness, perversion, just whatever it is that is the
blatant gaslighting.
The world order. God would not have favor if you hurt children. We've tried to say this for the last 20 years. I've said it to Tom Blue in the face. We talked about it here, especially on 20 on 20, and then this. Govinda's been out front on this thing. Violent John, the intervention of rescuing babies who are being trafficked for sex and things. Things you wouldn't even want to ever know.
Yeah.
To face. And so here we are with this. And I don't know about you guys, but I've had it's been a real, let's just put it this way. It's been a real challenge to go day to day, and I only go day to day now. I've tried to, get back to normal or look forward, look ahead.
Hey, we can't hear you, Zeph, says Lee.
Oh, gosh.
Guys, I had it blocked again.
You had it muted?
And I had Govinda muted.
Oh, no.
I can't clip off the first.
Okay, we got to start over here. Good morning.
Okay.
Zeph just did a soliloquy that I guess nobody heard.
Govinda heard it.
Good morning, everybody.
Gosh darn it, I can't believe I did that.
All right.
You go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm done. God is silencing me.
This is the start. I can
Okay, Govinda.
I can rephrase that all.
Rephrase it.
Rephrase it, please.
Can everybody hear that? Okay. Well, Zeph, good morning, everybody. Yeah. Zeph was given a great rundown of since 2004 of all that we've been through leading up to this point. And everything, it's been quite a journey. It's been a lot of things that have been spoken, that have been brought to manifestation, things that are not necessarily, they don't, part of the reason why certain things were set in advance was so that people could take protective steps to keep certain things from happening and keep certain things from coming to pass.
That's all point.
If we did action that, it's not a done deal. It doesn't have to be our experience, but it is a warning along the way. That is part of the roll up. A senior this year is to give people that, that heads up so that you can make a course correction and avoid, one completely unfortunate, potential outcome.
Yeah.
So, and Zeph, you've done that. Yeah. I can bear witness to the fact that you've been, on point, for all of this time as a compulsion, you know, from the Most High. Because, and your track record, each of our individual track records, stand for themselves. If anybody will bother to go back and look through,
on mine, it's easy. Govinda,
and decades.
Govinda, mine is easy. Yeah. Zephdaniel.podbean.com, I think, or podbean.zephdaniel. Over on Podbean, it's Zephdaniel. And I think it's called, I think it's year one or Z1 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The whole record is there that goes back to 2004. And I began in 2000.
Zeph, everything for like Faith Mix, 2007, you can go listen to our first show.
Faith Mix.
Yeah.
Our first, on Faith Mix, our first show is there from 2007. And, and I got a, bless Daniel here over in Indonesia, who's just maintained that record, but everything is there. So it's been a journey, you know. And the thing is, I think we've been the Most High has had us out here doing this throughout for a reason and a purpose. And now this is before people were podcasting. Really, I mean, when you did your first shows.
Real media.
Still cobbling together.
It's real media.
Yeah, they're still cobbling.
We had the Podfather.
Adam Curry.
So, he was really kind
yeah,
of
Beth,
the,
yeah, Beth. When you were started, Zeph, it was before even podcast because we were just downloading the MP3s.
Yeah. But no, they weren't MP3s.
And we were little, I remember.
Patrick, they weren't MP3s. They were RM. They were real media.
RM.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Real media.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember.
Real player. I remember that.
Real player. Yeah. Frankie will remember that.
And then the crazy thing is like, you know, all the Frankie and Z, but he would sometimes do like two a day. I remember like, a lot of things that are happening now. And because I went back. I went back multiple times, like, and lately, the past 6 months, I went back to what some of the chat we had, some of the chat with Brother Thomas, and people can go back. I'm telling you, go back.
Yeah, listen to the Brother Thomas stuff.
It's
depressing.
It is exactly what's happening. And I remember, You can hear Brother Thomas talking about hey.
I'm going to get him back in here. You know what? You know he's got time to get back in here. He went off into the music world and kind of left us behind because I think he freaked himself out. But I want to get him back in here. I'd like to hear what he has to say about all this.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing people got to understand is. If you're on a journey, right, you choose what journey you want to be on, you know, you want to be with the Most High, you know, and like we always talked about, and that's one thing I want everybody to always remember, and that's one thing I learned from you, Zeph, like from the beginning, some of the first shows you said, the kingdom is within and is truly within. Because when you look at it, you know, the journey we're on, you know, we chose to be on there, right? Like, and a lot of things we didn't know from before. And I got to attest, and Govinda can attest to this. Some of the things we talked about, really, you talked about, Zeph. We're like, man, this is insane. This is crazy. This can't be real. But it is real. Like, it is.
Yes, sir.
It is real.
Yes, sir. That
is. It is real. Like this system is made for you, you know, to suck on your energy, suck on your frequency, kill you. You know, it's a dead system. But the beauty of it is like with the Lord, like, you know, you are free. You are truly free indeed. You are truly free indeed. You just got to decide to be free. It's literally that. And that's what they don't want you to know.
But, you know, part of this also, too, has been, you know, we all had our questions, you know, part of our journey, because we all had a bit of amnesia. You know, we were all learning as we were going of what all of this was. You know, we were brought here. We found ourselves in this situation, but now we have tremendous clarity. You know, I mean, we've had growing clarity throughout this last. I mean, Zeph, you've been on this on air for over 20 years. I mean, Faith Mix stuff goes back. What's that? So that's the first stuff there was like 2007. So what is that? That's 15 years. You know, just, and we were all engaged doing things much, much, much longer than that. But now, you know, what we see and what we have and what we've been in the middle of has been, you know, the manifestation of so many things and the incredible clarity of who we are right now in this space at such a time as this for the purpose of the Most High in manifestation. Yeah. And we are bridging the gap for so many of that are just themselves starting to ask questions that we've been, you know, there's been solutions that we've been engaged with for a couple of decades now. You know, and the thing is, F, is that this has not all been talk. You know, a lot of people have their shows. We've been in action all over the world while we've been doing all of this stuff. So, I mean, you remember I was doing shows with you guys from Haiti. You know, we were doing shows from all over the world.
We were just out in L.A., and by the way, the warfare is on, baby. It's on. I mean, we saw some things out there that you just cannot unsee.
Yeah.
In terms of demons coming.
The whole world is just insane.
In terms of entities coming from the other side, appearing in front of you like as a normal person, and then going right back, you know, into disappearing, you know, from space. And no one around, no one bats an eye. You know what I mean? That level.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was sick. When I saw that before, when I was a lot younger, I thought I was crazy. And of course, I'm not. And now we have witnesses.
And that was weird, too. The next day when we were in the airport, you kept, like, seeing or thinking that you saw that same guy or demon.
Yeah, he kept popping up. Yeah, he kept popping up. Yeah, but, like, from the back. Anyway, continue on, Govind. I'm just a little known about how intense it's getting.
What's happening now is that as the frequencies are increasing, as the light is continuing to shine brighter, as you know, His kingdom is coming, you know, as all of this stuff is happening.
Birth
pains.
You
know, one thing, well, there was always this comic book version of things that everybody was sold by dead religion. And people kept looking for the comic book to happen and manifest. And the problem was, you know, like let me give you an example. Let me give you a couple examples. All right. So I've been, you know, remembering a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dear friend recently who's no longer with us.
Awesome.
And I want to bring her name up here. Was Iris Hernandez. amazing, amazing woman. Just I wish some of you would have had the privilege of having met her. Extremely close. We'd done work together in other parts of the world, like another mother to me. Mm-hmm. And but she also had an incredible clarity of just understanding what people might have referred to as, you know, a prophetic gift, but just a knowing that comes from the Most High. But I was going through some notes even just a few days ago of things that I'd written down in conversations with her in times of prayer with her, if you would. There's things she said to me. Now here, let me give you this one. So she said, you know, like when I would go back to Sri Lanka, she said, I see you preaching in the streets a lot. Okay, that's not now. Okay, what comes to your mind when you think of somebody preaching in the streets a lot? You have a certain idea, right? Well, here's what happened while I was in Sri Lanka. While I was there, I would do a lot of podcasts from my car, well, from my Jeep while I was driving.
Yeah.
So I would be driving all over the place doing shows because that's how that was how it worked, where I was able to actually have a window to be able to do that. So I would, and that's when a lot of times I would just be quickened by the Most High to do something. Now, so I was preaching in the streets a lot. But what it was, what the truth was, well, what happened was I was doing shows that went up on Facebook and people would listen to all over the world, including that country. But I would be doing shows. I was preaching in the streets a lot. Now, that's what people thought would happen if they heard that statement versus what the way that it manifests. Let me give you another one.
Right.
Here's another one. She told me I would have a healing ministry.
Now we have the ministry.
Where is he?
Govinda, we've lost you.
Okay, let me get back on there.
Hello, Govinda.
No, I think
the Ministry of Health.
Govinda, are you there?
We can hear you. Now we can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Ministry of Health.
So, okay, let me say this one again. Ministry of Health. So she said that I would have a healing ministry in America. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
In America.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
But now we have the Ministry of Health. So what most people would think of when they think of a healing ministry is going to be one thing, but when the manifestation of it, I mean, it's incredible. So in that regard, my encouragement is that on one side, there's the ways that people think that things are going to happen and manifest. And what the Most High and what the source of all is, and what we are doing and how this whole thing is going to happen and play out, it is not going to be what people's expectations were on any level, on any measure. It's going to be something very, very different. And it's going to be something far more glorious and far more incredible and less comic book, cookie cutter, dead religion than what people were anticipating or what they could have ever anticipated.
A lot of those comic books came from the CIA. Memories. Those comic book things like the Jehovah's Witnesses and all that. That's all CIA stuff. It's propaganda. Oh, yeah. They drop it over countries, those little picture books, and to push the religion because then they can control the people. But we're not about, you know, maybe you're waking up to the point where you realize religion and following God are two completely different things, or can be. We're not in a religion here. We're followers of Jesus, of the Most High God. We're children of the Most High God through our faith. And we get here once a month to pray together, but there is no organization, if you will. We come of our own free will to meet and to gather and to gather you folks around, but none of us, not you out there, not Govinda, not us, not Patrick, Charles, anybody, is here because of some organizational calling or some, you know, some business thing. That we're just here gathering together, just like in the old days, just like in the early church in Rome, you know, and finding a tree out there.
Amen.
We go hang around under that tree, sing some songs, get together, talk about things, and you know, really just put all focus on the Lord. You know, Govinda, what I found is that...
You know,
go ahead, Carl. Don't let me hug.
I remember when all this play school stuff started about prophecy. It was a book, and I know you'll remember it, called Late Great Planet Earth.
Oh, yeah.
And it said everybody off.
The 70s.
It was the opening of that door, and that man perverted almost all of prophecy to where today people are totally ignorant of what's coming because all the signs, none of them have happened. I mean, after all, come on, late planet Earth. That was the truth, right?
Who was that guy? Who was that the author? I just remember he was...
Al something or other.
He was threatening people.
Al Lindsay?
Lindsay. He would be on TBN.
I don't know if that's right.
And AB.
It's been a long time.
You either send that money in or you're going to hell.
Oh, gosh. I remember those guys. Oh, boy. That's all you could find on TV back then. And this started back in the 70s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Late Great Planet Earth came out very late 60s or 1970s, somewhere along in there. So it's been over 50 years that they've laid the groundwork for what they're doing. But you know, God gave me a verse, a message just for these times. And it's a simple message and it tells the truth in a very simple way. It says, when the storm passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous is established forever.
Perfect.
People, remember that in your heart.
I do.
Place that within your heart. It will give you courage and strength.
That's a good one.
And the power of a living God. Because see, you know already what's coming and what's going to happen.
Yep.
And in this turmoil comes your establishment, because you will learn to trust and lean on Christ as never before. So welcome what you see. Open your arms. Say, here I am. Come on.
Okay.
Because that's what...
I hear you. I was screaming at God this morning. I'm going, show yourself. You stop this. You're burning these people's houses down. And I'm like, you know, getting all mad. And then of course, now I'm back in my usual spiritual walk. But I was mad earlier.
The fires here in New Mexico, especially northern New Mexico.
Intentional fires.
And what we've learned is that they are intentionally started, supposedly as, you know, controlled burns.
No, they're not.
But yesterday we had a caller call into Harrison Smith's show, and it lives in Mora, New Mexico, which is in northern New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and they've been under complete attack by the federal government throughout this whole fire season, because they've turned off their electricity, they've turned off their water, they've closed down, they've locked down the town. Mm-hmm. It's a small town of maybe 2,000 people, and you know, he's had to sneak back, you know, after they say they had all the roads that go in and out of the town blocked.
Yep. Martial law.
That's a martial law situation where they say if you leave, this is the state police. If you leave, you cannot come back. He's had to sneak back in because he left.
Tell me how many houses they burned.
There's so many, so much land that has been burned, and these are people that live up there on the land.
Look, let me
just cut
to the chase.
It's just insane.
Here's what happened. They burned 350 to 400 houses, and those people will never get it back. These are poor people that were here,
They're living off the land.
Before there was the United States, you know, there's, you know, Native Americans, you've got, you know, Spanish land grant holdovers, people that have been here longer than the United States. Anyway, they literally burned them out, and then if you go try to stop them from lighting the fires, they're all armed.
And the corporations are in lockstep with the government. They're like shutting down the banks, shutting down the stores. People can't get food because everything's closed. I mean, they just closed it down. It's like a small, the guy that called in, he said it reminds me of what they planned for 2030 in general, the whole world, the whole country. But
well, we reported this a long time ago. I don't know if you remember, but we did report that they wanted people off the land in the Southwest.
Yeah.
And they're going to burn us out. And we've known this for many years.
And it's happening right now. And it's even the mainstream media is reporting that, yes, the actual, you know, fire department started the fire, but it's not getting the play of what they're actually doing to that.
But the feds are the ones. The feds, just like the
guy, he and his wife were on a four wheeler because they know the area very well.
They're armed.
So they're able to go around the police blockades and everything, and they go through the woods. He had to sneak back to his house through the woods, but he and his wife were out on the four wheeler. And because they were checking on a fire that had started near one of their friend's house, so they went to check on it. A small fire had started. There was a fire worker, a guy. He was armed, and he ran them off because they saw him basically lighting this fire.
To burn the houses down.
And he had a rifle, and, you know, his wife was really freaked out, and they just took off. You know, in their four-wheeler. But what is this?
It's intentionally burning the houses down to burn those people out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is going on right
well,
now.
Here's the thing. We now it's been very well established at this point that what is considered at this point the legacy media was a controlled propaganda outlet for a vested interest and the legacy systems, right? So they controlled the, well, even more than Mockingbird. Mockingbird itself was considered the ability to have people placed inside of these agencies to parent CIA and an intelligence agency information. That's one thing. That's embedding somebody in a system to do something. This is when they actually own the entire infrastructure of that said system. And so the whole thing is geared towards, so that's the editorial content in and of itself are talking points that everybody's engaged in because they have a vested interest in the outcome. So now when you understand and you know that, so when people say, why is the news not covering whatever? And the reason the news is not covering is because exactly what they have is propaganda and information sharing. So that they give to anybody that's willing to listen to them, which is becoming less and less because people are not listening to them. And for the purpose of controlling, now they control for a few reasons too. For the ability and the purpose to shape reality, because they want you to believe a certain way so that you put your energy into creating and shaping the reality that they want, because they can't create and make anything because they're parasites. They don't have the power of creation within them. And so what they need is your consciousness directed in a particular direction so that they can create and manifest through you, because they are dead. They're dead within and they're dead without.
I don't watch mainstream media at all. I mean, I monitor it, but I did happen to catch Sandra Smith with Mo Brooks the other day, completely lying her little tush off.
I didn't watch it.
And it was interesting because I had it on mute, and then I saw that Mo Brooks.
Shortwave, man.
And I put it on. And there she was, Sandra Smith on Fox News. She's the replacement for Chris Wallace,
who quit.
And Mo Brooks, who is running for Senate, he called her out.
2,000 Mules.
He called her out over the 2,000 Mules documentary. And she was like, oh, it's been debunked by Reuters and many people. There's nothing happening here. There was no election fraud. That's all been true. And he just called her out. He said, no, that's absolutely false, Sandra. You know, at the very end, she was like, oh, well, it's very nice talking to you, sir. And he was like, yeah, feisty, huh, or something like that. It was hilarious because it was like a little bit of truth sneaked out. You know, I watch Tucker Carlson. He had a great expose last night with Matt Gaetz regarding the FBI's office with Sussman, who just got off yesterday, not guilty, ha, ha, ha. And now it's like, holy moly, they've had an office that Sussman, for the last 10 years, where Sussman is the big liaison with the FBI. So, of course, Hillary's boy, Sussman, is not going to get a guilty verdict. I mean, it's just in your face.
Well, but Trish, the thing is that they're doing too is they're not actually covering any of the real stories. They're not actually covering what happens and why. You know, this is one of the things too, that when people see things going on, you're not giving people the actual reasons for what is happening and the reasons for the actions that take place. So you guys know just from my time when I was in Haiti about the cholera outbreak, right? Mm-hmm. So you guys remember that whole thing, the cholera outbreak. Well, the thing that happened, where that came from, we talked about it on the show, that came from the UN. Yeah. And specifically, what happened there was that they put, and anybody that wants to go and check this, you can fly to Haiti and check it for yourself. But what they did was they had put Nepalese peacekeepers, UN peacekeepers, by the Atumunet River, and they had violated all of these sphere standards for the disposal of solid human waste. They basically just ran a pipe from their the equivalent of a pipe from their latrines and from their outhouses straight into the river. No proper system to protect the waterways. And so what happened is when these guys were up there, going to the bathroom, it was just going straight into the waterways, and these guys had Asian forms of cholera in their system that were what ended up getting into the water and then going from there onwards. And so what happened was, when the outbreak happened, the very first outbreak didn't happen in the city centers like everybody talked about, which is what they were saying, oh, this is where there's going to be an outbreak of cholera. No, it happened out in this remote place, and then it went from there. So the very first cases came from there. And nobody talked about it on the news. Nobody talked about it. These guys were raising, they were appealing for $168 million and to fix a problem that came from them. Now, this would have never been there had the quote unquote peacekeepers, which was just a security force for their own operations in the country. If they had not been there, there would have been no cholera in the first place. So now here's the thing. Where's that story? Where's that actual story? Where's that actual conversation about what went up and around? So just because these things are never covered. Now, we just went through one this last month, all contained in the month of May itself, around the intended global power grab of everybody at the WHO. And in that situation of what they tried to do and what the Most High had us do. And we, even in that situation, we were not, this was time, one time that we had to be overt about what ended up happening there. But in that situation, if you can go back and you look at the timeline and look at the record and look at what ended up happening, what this one got published on the, this one got picked up by a lot of people around the world way in advance. But what we were moved to do, and if you go and check the letter that was sent to Tedros, Director General, and to on copy, seven members of the U.S. led delegation, you know, home and abroad, and people that were engaged in it. Go look at that letter. It's out there. It's in it's known what was there, what was sent. But what we did by the quickening of the Most High, this was definitely something that came to us to do, which neutralized the whole thing, the entire thing. Mm-hmm. If you go and look at it, and we've had calls from a lot of people and a lot of huge names and a lot of big, you know, people that have done some incredible things, but they saw what we did. And what we did was we didn't try to stop them from doing it. What we did was we flipped the entire table and created for them personal global liability on a personal level for the actions of the other, for the actions of the other 193 nations and the individuals that were engaged in what took place there. And so what we did was we flipped the whole thing. What they wanted was global control over these arbitrary health measures that they could bring in at the will, at their will, at any moment.
Any emergency.
And what happened was, and what actually ended up taking place by the certified letters that were sent and the receipt sender letters that were sent, was that what changed was then the dynamic shifted entirely, and it went from global control by a handful of bureaucrats in Europe to global personal liability for the infringements into the private domain. This is people learning a lot about how the law, true law, natural law, sovereignty, all of that, how all of this works. You got to go and learn. There's a lot of people that need to learn. We got to stop complaining. We have to learn and teach and action. But it flipped the entire thing on them. And once this got known, and once this actually, because this was given to as a notice to him, as to Tedros, and he had to now action certain things because it was the onus was on him to inform the delegates of the limitations of the policy actions that took place, and also the personal liability that they were now ensuing. And also, by the way, the fact that they were null and void to even have the conversation in the first place. I'll give you a reason why.
Amen.
For how can you...
He needs another letter, government. I think he needs another letter.
Sorry?
It looks like they're ramping up again. So.
No, they're trying. They're trying. But here's the thing. Because it's a dying system. But here's the thing. You cannot, for an American, you cannot swear or an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, which the very start of it, before they even get into any of the articles, they say for the sake of our liberties and for us and our posterity, right? So health liberties, your health freedoms, there's a liberty. You cannot swear to uphold the liberties to then turn around and go to a foreign power and negotiate giving away those said liberties. Right away, it is null and void.
Right, that's where you start to initiate.
Correct.
So no. Well, but here's the thing: you can't even have that conversation. I can't go and sell a random person's house. So, anyways,
So where are we now? Where are we now? Where are we right now?
Where they are right now is that they are scrambling, because what happened too, even with that, if you look at the timeline, once that got out, the first thing that happened was a bunch of those IHR amendments got struck down. They pulled a bunch of them. Then subsequently, a bunch, 11 of them off the table right away. Then the next thing that happened was there were just countries that just abandoned it altogether.
Like Brazil.
And a lot of them didn't give a reason why. Not just Brazil. I mean, you had 47 countries out of Africa. You had Iran. You had Malaysia. You had a ton of people that just all of a sudden just said, I don't want personal liability. Here's the thing people don't understand.
They would drop out of the whole UN thing. But
here's the thing that you don't understand about those meetings. When these guys go to these things, it's ceremonial. It's a done deal before they fly out there in their jets. They've already made the decision. So here's the question. What transpired between here and there for everybody to back out and for them to have a humiliating defeat at that situation and at that place. Now there's other people that engaged. There's people that did some great things. There's people that stood up and said, no, you know, don't do this. But what we did, and this was by the way, what we did was put in place a mechanism for no matter what happened, we would win.
Hallelujah.
This is very important to understand. No matter what happened, if they didn't do it, we win. If they do it, we win. We would have ended up owning most of the world if they would have signed that. You understand?
Wow.
See, here's the thing. If you guys, people understand, we're not victims here. Okay? We're not victims
here. I'm still trying to find out can you elucidate this a little bit more? They were going to sign something where they controlled all the nations, right? Where they were going to have complete control. This is just for the people out there that are just catching up. Okay. So yeah. That was in the news. Okay. That was in the news. They were going to sign this thing where we were going to cede. I mean, the United States, Biden was going to cede sovereignty to the WHO.
Basically, the terrorist, Marxist.
Let's just bring this up. All
Tedros
up
was okay. going to be in control of everything under the Chinese.
Okay, hold it, Trish. CCP. I just want to get a simple for people to understand.
Yeah,
okay.
we can't sensationalize.
No, but
we,
I just want
to.
Okay, so this, let me just get a timeline here. Okay, this is like what 2 weeks ago, right? Two weeks ago.
It was last Wednesday. The letter that we sent. Zeph, the letter we sent was on May 10th.
Okay, so
we sent before a couple this weeks was ago. Picked up as a news story.
Okay, 2 weeks
before
ago.
It came as a news. So while people like Bannon and others, you know, while they were started covering it in the news, when they started picking it up, saying, "Hey, we just got wind of something.
Yes,
we don't even know what we're going to do about it. What should we do about it?" We were already done.
Okay.
We were already done. Our
now,
action had
let me
already
ask you,
finished.
Okay. I have so to be the reporter here.
We had already,
let me ask you another question. Let me just lead you into questions because I got to just establish this so the average person who doesn't understand this can follow it. Okay, so now they were saying globally that the United States was going to give all the WHO was going to run. If there's any pandemic, they're going to run. All the nations have to obey the WHO. That's where we were in the news, a couple weeks ago, almost 3 weeks ago. Now, you sent a letter in there, you're in your group, that said basically you try that and you're, finished or whatever. It, legally, you can't do it, right? You proved to them they couldn't do it.
Go ahead.
Then, this is the question. So, because see, to me, it's like this was in the news. And they were going to get, and Biden was going to cede all the sovereignty of the United States to the WHO, along with every other country, like the UN. And then all of a sudden it disappeared. Now, so tell me, where are we now? What happened there and where are we right now? That would be the question.
Okay, so here's...
You're making
so
news.
Here's,
go ahead. You're making news. You're making news right now. So
here's what...
Okay, go ahead.
Here's what happened.
Okay.
So what happened was... The way that they were trying to do all this, while they were distracting everybody with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, or Elon Musk buying Twitter, or here, let me give you another one: Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
What difference does Roe versus Wade make when they dam it up upstream and or can say whatever they want either way over people's bodies in this country? People didn't understand what was going on. People would be fighting for something downstream, and they would have taken over everything further upstream, and it would not have made a difference.
Right.
They were doing this in 6-point font on tiny little lines on official documents in small places, and it was hidden in the fine print. They were trying to do this thing in the background. They didn't even let people know who the delegates were and what was even on the agenda. Until like just weeks and days before this whole thing even came together. They tried to do the whole thing in darkness, but the Most High had brought the whole thing into the light. And here's the thing. When we've done our work, Zeph, when we've done our work over these last decades, We have done it in places where people don't see, people don't know for the most part, and there are tens of thousands of people that are still alive to this day because of the work that we've done in different places. We have taken care of the people. We have watched over the people. We have done the work of the Most High in and on this paradigm, in this place, and we continue to do so. But what happened in this situation, in this particular regard, right, was what they, when we put a door jam,
okay,
on behalf of everybody. Now, this, what was done was, I mean, I had the legal advisors talking to me at this time, and they were like, well, yeah, we can get 20 organizations to sign on to this, and we didn't need to. What we said was, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to put a door jam in the place. If you look at even the way the letter is written, it's from the Ministry of, it's regarding the Ministry of Health and our partner. Well, why do we write it like that? Because our partners could expand to be the entire, all of America. Mm-hmm. Our partners could be, our membership could be the entire nation in a month if we needed that. And we set it up in such a way that we would be able to expand the private domain into whatever extent it needed to be for the sake of the protection of the people in this country. And so what would happen is that every person that engaged in trying to infringe on the sovereign rights of who we were would now be facing personal liability. Any nation
and that's what scared them.
Any nation that
that's what scared actions, them.
Yeah, and here's the thing: what any nation that stood behind their actions would be liable for their representative.
Okay.
So, now, like, if somebody said, "Yeah, we stand behind," so then we would have ended up owning China.
So that
we
vote
would have ended up owning all.
So that action that the United States was going to do, giving sovereignty to the WHO, never happened, and with all those other countries, they never accomplished that. It just went away, which. That you're saying is because of the reactions.
Here's what they did. So here's what they did. They kicked the can down the road. They tried to pivot and make it a working group to try to salvage this thing by the next assembly, which is in the 76th one, to then have a vote, all the stuff by the 77th, including the Treaty on Pandemic Prevention and all of those things. They were trying to bring those all together under one specific, you know, in the future. Basically what they did was they pushed it down the road. Now here's what happened. All those guys flew there for a nothing burger.
Right.
All of these delegates went there. They went there for a nothing burger. They went there to go and clap and to re-elect Tedros for another 5 years.
Which they did.
But in the end, there was that whole thing. There's nothing else there. It's 60 pages of nothing, what they ended up doing or accomplishing. Now, here's the thing. Their agendas are collapsing. Their agendas are falling apart. And here's the other part for me.
Hallelujah.
Every one of us have to be engaged and involved in what's going on right now. If anybody is just watching what's happening, you are missing the purpose for which you find yourself here at this time anyways. You're missing the purpose. The reason that it got this close and this razor's edge close is because people sat on the sidelines watching for the work.
They've never been through this before.
It wasn't that long ago that
they don't know international
stuff. The Biden
stuff.
Administration tried to sneak these things in, like what was it, April or something? Tried to sneak this in without anybody knowing about it.
Right, they're still trying.
And, we found out. Thank you, Govinda, so much for intervening with that letter.
Yeah, can you also get them to, like, lower the gas prices? Because that's, you know...
what they're trying to do, what I see that they're trying to do, is you have malevolent actors in the corporation of the United States,
the U.S.
corporation. You've got those people trying to collapse, but here's the point I make to people. The sun is still shining. The plants are still growing. What's coming apart here and around the world is the systems. They're broken, corrupt systems that were harvesting everybody in the first place. That is what's collapsing.
Yeah, it was already doing all that in the first place.
And when we, Yeah, and when we actually understand that everything comes from us, that we are the power, that we are that we are the source, that everything comes through us. And when we remove ourselves from the bait and switch system that they've been running and propagating, when we remove ourselves, their things collapse, fall apart because they have nothing else. And so if you want to see that corrupt world system end, then remove yourself from it. And as so Trish, you remember, with Facebook, as soon as a user stopped using it, what happened? The thing started collapsing. All this, they can't, as soon as the people stop giving it its attention, then it starts to collapse. What's happened to the legacy media? As soon as people stop watching it, it doesn't, they can scream all they want. Nobody's watching them anymore. That's not where people get their information. You know, when we put up a video for what happened with the WHO on May 10th, so that we had a written record out there for people to know and understand, we didn't put it up on YouTube. You know, it went up on Rumble. Now, why did it go up there? You know, there are people that took that video, downloaded it, reposted it on other channels where it had way more people that have watched it there. On these other channels, and they spiced up the headlines and all the rest of that because people are still trying to go into this. They're still trying to do this war. We don't have to listen. We don't have to. We've already won, you guys. We've already won. All we have to do is walk it out. We don't have to try to fight like they do. That's a lower
exactly.
Well, let's get the gas prices
that's what
down.
We're talking about, yeah, and
let's
that's
get
like
the food.
Yeah, we
got to
stop all of their,
you know,
all of their,
you know,
plans.
Food, gas, all that stuff. I hope we can get that flowing again.
You know what? All those things, all these are going to change. But the biggest thing I think when we talk about the battle we're in, it's like, you know, in the movie Matrix, when they ask you to choose the red pill or the blue pill, well, you don't choose any of the pills because that's their choice. No more. We're just walking away from it.
Yeah, a false choice.
There you go, Pat.
I don't choose
that's
any all, pills. I just choose God
that's,
pill.
Maybe
I don't
that's all it is.
The God
because,
pill.
Because the system, because the system of it's already crashed. They already, it's done. They know that. They already know that.
Okay, so
like
when
you know that, Jeff, you know that, Trish.
Yeah,
the system is done.
Well, the spirit,
you know,
they're done. But in the flesh, they're, you
but,
know, people
but,
are, you
but,
know,
but in the flesh,
through.
But. But hey, as you know, as we talked about, you know,
flesh is slower.
Same thing that happened within happened without. Same thing that happened below happened
right.
Above. Right. So it's a matter of time before new systems are gonna come up, new things are gonna come up. They know that already.
Oh, yeah.
It's over.
Well, you know,
I still can't
that.
Believe that people
are
going
simple.
Along with the mask mandate.
It's very
all this
simple.
Time.
I mean, their system is based on reduction, death. Limitation, you know, all these kind of stupid things so they can, you know, benefit and become more wealthy. But the real life, based on what God put here, is based on expansion.
Yeah, but
the opposite.
You're right. But even, yeah, but even the system, even if you, okay, you're in the system and you're making money, but at some point, they have to eliminate you.
Oh yeah.
Remember, there's not that many like there's not that many people actually doing the controlling there. There's only a few. And by a few, there's actually like maybe a couple of thousand, and that's it. And even them, you know, if they could, they probably wouldn't do what they're doing now. Because now they realize what they've done and they're like, oh man, I gotta keep going because if I don't keep going, my lifestyle is going to change. Everything about me is going to change. So, and they're already done. So,
yeah. Well, the thing is that the people, though, you know, at least around here, are, you know, they look like they're beginning to get it. I guess, you know what I mean. I've seen an awful lot of people that just seem to keep going like everything is normal now, and it was 2 years ago. I mean, they've gone through this whole thing. With this idea that everything is normal without questioning it. And so that's one thing that's kind of weird. Like in LA,
You had all these people like LAX, I mean, just throngs, millions of people going everywhere, from every country in the world. And, you know, and they're all like have this like purpose, you know, like they did 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I'm like, you know, this is not that time, guys. You know, at least question what life is. At least give it a pause, give it a little bit of a rest, you know, rather than keeping on like a hamster on a wheel in their stupid system. Because they're, you know, the more they feed the system by participating in it, the more this shit that's hurting everybody lingers on. When they finally question it, that's going to be a chance for a break. Because see, we have to go the opposite direction. We not just slow this thing down. We got to go the opposite direction. We have to turn around. We're going the wrong way right now.
You know, people don't need to question. But it doesn't matter if people question the system and what's going on, because we all know where we're heading. There's going to be losses. It's going to be tons of losses. We know that already. You know that already.
Well, we're going the wrong way.
Question.
People will not question. Most people, they will not question. You know, this began a long time ago.
It could all end tomorrow.
I remember when I was in the fifth grade. That's 1960. That's when the Supreme Court outlawed prayer in school. They took God out of the school. And ever since then, little at a time, government came into school and tried to replace God. And by the time the turn of the century, government had replaced God in the minds of most of the children.
Yeah,
and those are the people you see today, flocking to all these crazy things that they're putting out, all of these people, they're all controlled
because
they believe they're doing the right thing because government is God. They're here for our good. And this is part of the indoctrination that has been going on for how long ago is that now? 1960, that's...
Well, it's coming to a head. It is coming to a head because...
60 years.
God will not.
It is.
Will not stand for the children to be abused. He just won't do it. This whole thing will collapse if necessary. But they will stop. Give a prophetic word right now. They will be stopped from hurting the children.
Yes. Amen.
Will it be?
And it's beginning to stop now.
The Satan missiles from Russia that'll stop them?
No, I hope not. But if it is, you know, so be it. My feeling is, you know, I asked one question today, which was, would you rather die, if you're going to die, would you rather die slowly, you know, inch by inch, you know, like cut by cut, or would you rather not even know when you're going to die, just go, you know, that whenever that time comes?
Yeah.
I think they kind of have to create pain because they feed off it. You have to remember, the world doesn't give life. God does. So they're still feeding on each other rather than, you know, the Most High God. And see, that's why I said we're going the opposite. If we went the path of God, you know, we'd already be on, like, Mars and the moon, and we'd be all over the... You know what I mean? We'd already be expanded all over the place. So much we could do. Go ahead, guys.
Zeph, we're not the dying kind.
No, I'm not.
We're not the dying.
I'm not going to die, but I'm just saying. The universe is
it is. It is. We're not the dying kind. You know, we're in this for a reason and for a purpose.
Amen.
For a window, for a season. But we are not the dying kind.
No.
And what we are going to see. And you know, I think part of the transition that is happening is for us understanding who we truly are. Now, yes, there's going to be turbulent times coming up. Yes, and a lot of people won't understand what they're seeing because they've never taken the time to develop the self. They've never taken the time to answer the questions. They've tried to keep going with all of the distractions around them and avoid. But that doesn't mean that you won't have a rude awakening at some point. And that's coming. And so now people are going to be trying to figure out what's happening in really short windows of things. I mean, things that we, you know, took 5, 10, 15, 20 years figuring out in our own journey, they're going to be trying to figure out in weeks, and it's going to make their heads explode. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, the Most High has been directing and continue, and everybody that's prepared themselves, here's the blessing for you. You are fit for purpose right now. You're fit for purpose where others have not been, because they've refused the call. They've refused the quickening when it was there. See, this is the thing that people miss. When you go with what is revealed and shown within by the source of all, by the Most High, when you go with that, it's you're the one that benefits. You know, most people think that the misunderstanding was, oh, think of all that I'm going to have to give up. No, you're actually going with life for the first time. And when you understand, that's part of the bait and switch the world does. They try to get people to think, oh, you don't want to give up on this thing over here that the world's got for you. But the problem is that all the world has and stagnation. And siphoning your energy off and
it's the opposite. It's the opposite. It's the opposite of life.
It's the opposite. It's the counterclockwise. It's the soul harvesting. And what we end up doing is going out into true life and walking in that and accomplishing and doing incredible things as directed by the Most High. It comes within and we manifest it without, and in this whole process, it's an incredible journey. Now, that's where we are right now. Now, yes, things are going to get bumpy going forward, and there are natural things that you can do. There are spiritual things that you can do. There are mental things that you can do to go through this period. But you know what? We're going to be the ones that are going to be thriving in this time, and we're going to be doing incredible things in this window and in this season that's going to make people's anybody that watches is just going to say, how did that even happen? But it's going to happen, and it is happening even now. So this is the time to be encouraged. This is the time to strengthen one another. This is the time for which we're here. And then when our time is finished here, we will go on to something incredible. And you know, we've felt the collective pain, but of so much that we've been in and been around and experienced. But at the same time, too, this is, yeah, but we are also coming into something very different. And you all that are listening to this, that have been on this journey, you have proved even within, and you that have taken the Most High at His word and gone forward. See, in that, you know the truth. We know.
Govinda, we spoke all of this some years ago when we had started the 20 on 20 in prayer initiative, and I had some visions, and you had similar visions, and they were like coalescing about in the future how it goes to this like not to destruction, but to this huge light, this huge, like, you know, a wave that is leading completely not into destruction, but into construction, expansion, you know, and then we also dealt with the idea that life is a simulation that they're giving us to keep reinforcing the same negative attitude, you know what I mean, that life is really hard, it's a struggle, then you die. Life's hard, it reduces and reduces. Opportunities reduce, health reduces, finances reduce, opportunities reduce. And then we were seeing back then this expansion, not to negate the end of the world in the Book of Revelation or anything like that, but looking, maybe even looking beyond it to, you know, other aspects of the kingdom of God that are based on God's principle of, you know, expansion, and you know, biology also is interesting. How God invented when He created all this, He used biology. Notice how all they can use is digital, like ones and zeros, right? Those are dead. They have no life. Ones and zeros. That's all they can do is dazzle you with that the little black magic tricks. But God used what do you think God used biology even though, you know, while things die, they go into cycles of life and death. About why do you think it's because they can't copy it? They can't copy
Absolutely.
It. That's why he used it, because they can't do it. They can't invent it. They can't copy it. They can mess around with it. They can hurt it. They can hammer it with a hammer, but they can't make it do what they want. And so, you see, now they reveal themselves to be like, well, we're just going to table free will because Jesus is a myth. And who says Jesus is a myth? This Harari guy says, well, Jesus is a myth, therefore I'm going to get under your skin and surveil you. It's like, enough with you cartoon characters. This guy's a cartoon character.
That guy's a clown.
He's a cartoon character.
That guy's a clown.
Yes. He's a buffoon.
A
buffoon.
He's an absolute embarrassment to himself.
Yes, he is.
Zeph,
there is no free will.
Well, he doesn't have free will. He's a slave to their system.
But you remember, so then we started 20 on 20.
It's so wild the way they all worship him like he's some kind of real, you know, seer or something. He's an idiot.
At top-end satanic rituals, they also sit there with poop on their plates and act like it's, you know, a Chateaubriand. You know what I mean? These are not serious people. Number one.
No.
We all have to get that through our heads. Like what Govind is saying. We all have to stop putting them on a pedestal. Numero uno.
No pedestals there.
They're below us.
Zeph, their agenda is falling apart. You remember the dream, and it was a dream of the wave of light.
Yes,
you know when that happened?
I remember that.
That was in 1998. Was when that so that was in 1998, and we start talking about that much later. But that dream goes back to 1998 because
mm-hmm.
I was swimming in college, Zeph, when I got that.
Yes,
I
remember
in college when I got that. I was on an away meet. I was staying in an Embassy Suites hotel. I still remember who my roommate was for that swim meet. I mean, like, it's right there. It's like it was there, like it just happened last night. These things, why? Because we are,
expansion.
All time is happening all the time. I'll say it again. All time is happening all the time. There is no time. Time itself is an illusion, is a construct.
It's another satanic limitation, and it's an illusion.
Right. This is why. Have you and I aged at all since we met each other? Pat, have we aged at all? Charles? Has our conversation aged at all? Violet and John are here. Have we aged at all? Trish, have we not one second? And why is that? Because we are ever present beings. And we found ourselves in a false construct of time, and we were working out a few things. But once we understood that, we recognized, this is an illusion. This is a lie. This is a game. And so that's why when we start talking about some of these things, we had indications of certain things a long, quote unquote, time ago. Tie. It's a bind. It's a tie.
Chrono.
It's a tie. Tie me. Time. It's a bind. You know, we had.
Oh, time
we
is
had
a huge
indications of
evil.
Well, yeah, and it's so we're seeing all of these different traps, and so time is a huge evil. The fiat currency, money harvesting, energy harvesting system is an evil. You just go down the list, but once we start realizing each of these. Which is being revealed because what? Because the wave of light is continuing to come in, and we're riding that wave, and we're playing the role that we play in that whole thing as well. But as it's all coming in, and as all these things are being exposed and revealed for what they are, now where we are in this entire situation is we are moving into the manifestations of who we truly are. And we are now rising up and out of those slave constructs to do and accomplish incredible things. We are doing the greater works. You and I, we, everybody listening, us, and this is why I encourage people, please do not waste your life by watching it go by on the sidelines. You are called to be involved, engaged on the field of play, to just max this thing out while you're here. There is no limitation. If you hear my voice right now, there is no limitation for you whatsoever. Anything that can come into your mind to create can be manifested in and through you. You take a step in that direction and it can happen. And I want you to understand that this day. That is what I'm just...
What do you think about punishment?
I would just get through that.
What do you think about punishment of the bad actors? Like, I'm not talking about the guys at the top, like, you know, that loser Tedros. I'm talking about people like, you know, the bureaucrats.
Are they even there? Are they even just a remnant of an old program? How many of them?
They'll just evaporate.
But are they even real?
Are they even that's there? They may not be.
That's a good point.
Are they even people?
They may not be. I've seen
Lord
them lately.
Lord said, the lukewarm he will spit out of his mouth.
No, there's a lot of people that, you know, that you might think are really solid, and they're not, and... A lot of it's an illusion
I think a lot of people that people see that are there as, this is just my opinion, but I think a lot of them are not even there anymore. And I think the reason that they even keep their names up and out there is because these are brands that they've spent so much money on.
That's what they are.
And they need those brands.
NPCs, or they're like little avatars.
You know what, Zeph? Look a great example. Joe Biden. Look at Joe Biden.
That's not even
there.
That's a
right. But it's
sad.
It's what we tried to say.
That's elder
abuse.
They're
just like, we don't even know if they're there. Like the biggest thing is at the end of it all. Like we have life. We have life. We never die. We never do. And people
never have.
Start even
think I ever will.
Now. Like it's one of those things that, you know, there's multiple journey going at the same time.
Oh yeah.
You
can kind of end one stream and wake up in another and not realize you made a transition. I've been aware of that a couple of times. And it's a very exciting thought.
You do it every time. Every time you dream, Zeph, every time you dream, you go on a different life way.
Dreams are very interesting.
Journey way.
Yeah.
And then
very interesting.
So it's that.
I think what Govind is talking about.
They cannot control us.
Today, what you're talking about is really, you know, on the one hand, we have this call to adventure and to great things and to amazing, you know, realities and amazing insights and amazing things to do. And on the other hand, we have this backwards kind of prison thing holding most people, like chaining them in place and trying to offer them false choices. And we're looking at the two opposite extremes. We're going, well, we would rather go with the wave of light. We'd rather go with the whole God mind thing of multi dimensions. And like in a dream, you're at a multidimensional situation. A lot of times you can dream back in time, forward in time, ulterior areas, no time at all. You know, just like it's a variety of things you can dream about and people you can dream about. And sometimes I've actually had, you know, like dreams where I kind of almost like a waking dream where then the real waking world and the dream are the same. Not quite like a lucid dream, but where you can see that there's a lot more to it, even though we don't really write our dreams down, we don't really remember. But it also portends to, again, another world of, I just like to look at it. All I see right now is I see Mars and the moon, and that represents to me like, you know, universes and universe and out there and away from here and expansion and other technologies and, you know, just a whole different way of life that I can just, that I'm sure I'm already participating in it. You know what I mean? But I'm aware of this here, but I'm, you know, getting ready to jump out of this and into that because I don't believe I should be in a backward system where they try to take me, a biological creature, and then hammer me into what they want. And, you know, since, and then get frustrated since they can't do that, they go back to their digital where they can get a perfect rendition of what they want, usually an abomination of some kind, or they try to fuse the two, which can never be done. And, you know, it's just like, what has in common life with death? I mean, there's no connection there. So here they're trying to connect something that can't be connected, the digital, the biological digital nexus point through nanotechnology and, you know, through, they put all the big brains on this. But all it really is reduction. Reduction, reduction, and reduction. I'm about expansion. That's what God made me. To expand into all kinds of things, but to expand, not reduce. Two different ways of thinking about it. And I also, you know, we talked about Elon Musk, you know, today. I believe he is a guy that's on a journey too, that he represents this other way of expansion. He may not know God or know this or know that, but he's more that kind of, you know, creature. Hopefully he won't want to put, you know, chips in people's head down the road. But the other guys,
he's pro-human anyway.
But Gates, you know, Bill Gates versus Elon is a great contest because Gates represents stupidity. Gates is dumb.
Yep.
Okay. So he's low IQ, stupid. They lied on his IQ test. He was like an idiot savant kind of with computers, but that's all he could really do. He couldn't handle college. He had to drop out because he couldn't pass any of his courses. So here's this guy, the idiot, kind of idiot child. That all he can think of is reducing everything for his own wealth.
And here's
another way, which is unlimited expansion, plenty for everybody. Everybody that it's unlimited. Unlimited opportunity for everybody, unlimited expansion, unlimited imagination, unlimited stimulation, unlimited euphoria, unlimited things that have been cut off from our lives.
Unlimited love.
And so Gates wants to hammer everybody into a prison. And I think a guy like Musk or other visionaries that, you know, are thinking about, like, are being led by into technologies that would be expansive. I'm not saying he's the answer, the end all be all. I'm just saying he's one of those guys that's thinking the opposite direction. And you can unlock humanity. There's like a lock on us, you know what I mean? And God's put it there. And through Christ, I believe we can unlock it. But then they also perverted Christ. The whole world perverted Christ, you know, with the church systems. And so, because it's all based on reduction, you know, think reduction versus expansion. So we, our birthright, what God made in his image, is to be like God. Not to be like them or the devil or some limitation, but to be unlimited. And, the fact that they might have caught us for a season and they put us in a little prison, they tried to siphon off all our stuff and our gifts and our energy, and then try to make it attractive to join them, which, you know, I know people like that want to join them thinking, oh my God, how lost are they? But, you know, ultimately it comes down to an individual decision. Are you going to be about expansion? Are you going to be about reduction? Are you going to be about organic, biology? Are you going to be about ones and zeros? Are you going to be about meta for your, you know, heavenly world? Are you going to be about God and the kingdom within, kingdom without, you know, and leading us into, an everlasting, you know, amazing journey? Or is it going to be like prison cell time? You know, and it is our choice. We do make that choice. You know, I mean, collectively, I think people are scared. They have to keep everybody scared, keep them on the plantation, keep them in slavery. And then when you bring it up to people, Govinda, you know what they say? They get mad. They get mad that guys got to make a living.
Yeah, because you know,
they get mad.
Well, because and this is when they attack the messenger because they don't like the truth. So it's, but here's the thing: the truth remains. Right. You know, this is so when Jesus said, you know, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, right? Okay, so if So when you are in that pursuit of truth, mm-hmm. you know, and what is real, and the manifestation, he's the manifestation of truth. So when we start seeing the manifestation of truth here, and we start living that out, and we start understanding what that is, and then anything that aligns with truth, it very easily connects with us, and anything that doesn't, it falls by the wayside because it can't handle the frequency of truth. Now, when people, here's what's happened too. When people don't like the truth and they don't want the truth because it's uncomfortable, because they've saddled themselves up with the lie and they don't like that. What do? They attack you. But here's the problem with that. The truth is the wave of light, is continuing to increase. So the truth is coming through more and more on every side. It's coming through in people's pores. It's coming through in the air. It's coming through in the ground. It's coming through everywhere. And so now what's happening is that as the truth is continuing to increase in the vibration and the frequency of that is continuing to increase, the darkness is running out of places to hide. And so everything's coming out into the light. Have you noticed how just people are having, they're saying, you saw that one with George Bush, Jr., the dumb one, when he was standing up and he talked about the invasion, that one man's unilateral decision to invade. And then he said, I mean the Ukraine. And then he said, well, yeah, Iraq too.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, and it just came out. He said things. People are saying things that they can't even not say the truth because that's the frequency that we're coming into. Things are being exposed so quickly.
Did you see those Russian spoofing W? Did you see that tape? Oh my gosh!
They pranked
them. You did not?
They called in saying
they pretended that they were Zelensky.
Yeah.
So George Bush thought he was talking to Zelensky. They had like this quite an extended conversation, and it's all on tape. And I, you know, it's unbelievable. And some of the things he said. And it's just
he's not the brightest ball incredible. He's pretty dumb.
They really spoofed him, and they even had
W.
They even had them on camera pretending that they were like Ukrainian soldiers that wanted to say hi, you know, and he fell for the whole thing. He fell for the entire thing. It was so wild. I mean, I can't believe, you know, it didn't get more attention. I
have colleagues, Govinda, that are like for Ukraine, so I had to get off social media so I didn't piss them off from helping us. I mean, you know, there is stuff like that out there where people believe in the people of Ukraine, or they don't see the scheme that's going on and the bullshit going on over there. And the whole thing is just, like you say, it's all being exposed now, all coming out into light. And people, you know, some people just put their head deep.
Ukrainian citizens are afraid to say anything about their own government shelling them because they'll be hauled off as a traitor. I mean, it's so wild, this whole gaslighting on the Ukraine thing. I mean, Putin was very clear at the beginning. It's like, hey, we're gonna denazify here, and then they all act like, he's just out of his mind. He's just out of his mind. Yeah. It's like, huh?
Kubrick, couldn't have come up with a better movie. I mean, it is total comedy, except that, you know, people die.
People are being hurt and dying.
Yeah.
And being killed.
But it is complete farce.
It's
amazing that most of these people, it's amazing that most of these people that care about it couldn't find it on a map a month ago. I mean, there's so many things that are going on around the world. Why are people, do they not stop and say, why is my attention being focused in this direction? Why do you care about that?
Yeah.
And why has that now become the distraction
the next
for your
thing.
Mind?
It's the next
Ukraine-a-palooza.
So in that sense, just stop. All we have to do is stop. All we have to do is stop.
I tell you what, guys.
I never started.
And Govinda,
but I did try to warn people about the comedian.
You, me, our group, and our friends and whatever, we're not going to pay attention to this. We're going to keep going with where God's leading us. And we may have to leave some of these people behind. Can we agree with that?
Well, even Sergey Lavrov.
Do we all have to be on the same page? They might.
Did you hear what Lavrov said the other day?
I just don't think they're going to make it.
In the denazification program that Putin is running, they said that some of these people are not curable. You know, they're gonna remain Nazis. So basically, they got to go.
I'm just saying that we may go into this dimension of expansion like right now. And it may look organically like everything has subsided on all these conflicts we're talking about. But then there's another world that we left where those people are still there dealing with the most heinous, insane comic book sort of like henchmen, you know, specter, awful villain.
I mean, absolutely. We jumped
timelines
all the time.
I'm out of here.
You know, we've split from our, so from our primary experience where your primary consciousness is dealing with on a regular basis, that piece, that part, it's going to go where we have been preparing and moving in that trajectory. So there's going to definitely be a split. There's going to be one set that go back into the Mobius loop.
Yes.
And the harvesting cycle. There's going to be one set that goes right back in there.
Recycling.
And they're going to go through the most horrific things. And then there's going to be the set that, and the trajectory that we're going to experience, which is going to be one that goes into expansion. So if you were thinking of a visual, right? Okay. If you're thinking of the visual. And I've run the math and I've shared the math with people on this because there's a mathematical side of this whole thing too, and part of my own learning as well. But a six is a loop, is a harvesting cycle. It spirals in counterclockwise, right? A nine spirals, up and out.
Right.
And that is a clockwise, and so the people that are going into the 666, if you would, let me do a quick math rundown. You guys can check this out later. Okay, just if you need a pencil, you can write this down. So everybody talks about this 13,000 year Mayan calendar, right? All that. Well, it's actually not 13,000 years. It's 12,960 years. 12,960 is 6 times 6. Times 360. When 360 is a full circle, right? Or 6 times 6 times 6.
I'm with you. Keep going.
Okay, so that. Okay, so now that is 12,960 years. So we have completed now six cycles of that, or 6 times 6 times 6 times 6 times 60. And we completed that when? In the year 2012, Zeph.
Right.
To the year 2012 was the completion of that sixth cycle of that Mayan calendar. So now that was the year 77,760 was the year 2012. Now what happened between year 2012 and the year 2000, and what did they try to do? Agenda 2030, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, from that period of time to the year 2029 is the year 77777 is the year 2029. The last year until you go back into what? Agenda 2030, which is the completion. You're jumping back into the cycles of the sixes. So now what is between the year 2012 and the year 2030 is 18 years or 6 plus 6 plus 6,
right,
which is 18. So this is this nebulous period that we've been in where you can either go back into the loop or you can go up and out into and go from what? Now, what's the Mobius loop? It is an eight on its side. The Mobius loop is an eight on its side. And you when you look at the loop, it's just like an hourglass. When you look at that loop, there's also like a twist in the Mobius loop. So you go on the inside and then you go on the outside of that loop. but you can go from we go from the eighth to the nines. We go up and out. We go out in that spiral of life, out and into expansion. But the people that have not gone the way, they will go back into one more round around the recycling track.
Nice. So 2030 is the completion.
2030. The reason for Agenda 2030, and that's why they're trying to get all of this stuff done by 2030,
is that they want
to take everybody back into the Mobius loop. So, just imagine this. When you've got an hourglass, right? When you've got an hourglass, well, if you flip it and you start it, the sand is going very slow, it looks like at the start, even though the sand is going through this hourglass.
Yeah.
But when you get close to the end, what happens? It speeds up. Right? When you get close to, it's from the vantage point, from what you see. My grandfather used to have one of these in his office, and I'd just sit there for hours as a kid and just flip it back and forth and watch the thing. When you get close to the end, it speeds up. It seems like it speeds up. And then he had one in his home too. I remember this so clearly. And then you flip it over and you start it again. Yeah. And then it goes slow again and it goes through it. So now, the people that are stuck in that soul harvesting, siphoning machine are now they're going to go back into that loop, that Mobius loop. But the ones that have with their free will, where we do not consent, we do not comply, we will not go with them into that thing. We are destined free will, expansive human beings. We're going from the eights to the nines. We're going spiraling up and out of all of this. That is our destiny, and that is going to be the experience of our primary consciousness. And already the divide is happening, the split's happening. People look at you and they're vacant there's so many people in their faces, they're vacant in their mind, in their thought process. When they look at you, it doesn't connect. But you and I, when we talk, Zeff, when you and I talk, Charles, when you and I talk, Pat, every day we talk, you know, whenever Violet and John, Trish, whenever we talk, we see, we know, we understand, we can right up where we're eternal, expansive beings going forward from the eight to the nine. So now the mathematics are there. The spiritual experience is there. Everything, we're resonant, vibrant human beings. Listen, for the action that we took with the WHO, you know how much that cost to do that? It was less than $100. Was what was to derail the entire globalist agenda was less than $100.
Govinda, you better stay on that. You better stay on that detail. I have a feeling they might need some more letters from you pretty soon.
Well, they
really want that digital ID.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, man. You gotta.
They won't quit trying.
You should take
they
over.
Won't get it.
You should make the Ministry of Health take over the planet, the real Ministry of Health, and you know, supplant them, and then go for all these, you know, end all their tyranny, and while we rebuild this into something more.
It's gonna be all of us.
Humane.
Govinda, don't they call the
I understand.
Mobius loop, don't they call that the Mobius strip?
Well, what is a Mobius strip? So a Mobius strip is when you've got that twist, right? And it's just the connection.
The definition I found says a surface with one continuous sign formed by joining the ends of a rectangular strip after twisting one end through 180 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Half twist. Yes. So what that does, so if you take a piece of paper, like a strip of paper, Trish, and you put it together in a loop, you just have a circle, right? If you gave it half a twist and then you connected it, then that would be a Mobius strip. And what that is, that half twist sends you on the inside of the paper, and then it sends you on the outside of the paper if you were tracing it with a pen. That's what a Mobius strip is.
Yeah.
So what they did was, and this is even, you know, even like, there's so much with the math, you guys. So even like the Fibonacci sequence, I heard a statement recently, and it's very powerful, but it said, just because you see it in nature doesn't mean it's natural. And, you know, the frequency that has happened by them capturing our natural, organic, real living and looping that back into this whole thing, that's actually even distorted nature itself. So the things that we see in nature, like the seashell, you know, we see the seashell and all these plants and all these things that come up, but even that's fallen mat, fallen metatronic mat, and fallen, this whole thing has been twisted and turned into this harvesting cycle. And what the real stuff that we're going to start seeing is the expansion into something that has been kept away from us. So there's so much, but at the same time, it's so simple. And the simplicity of what we are as well. I mean, there's incredible levels of complexity, but there's beautiful simplicity in who we are and where we're going and what is our journey. And here's the other part. We're going to have people that are going to be joining us in this journey that you would have never expected. And there's also going to be people that are falling away that you would have been surprised to be like, wait, I thought this guy for sure, but nope, he's going back into the loop. He's going back into that by their choice. Because there's a lot of people that don't want the truth. And you know what? Yeah, every person's making that decision and their choice for themselves. Everyone is doing that.
You know, Govinda, what I hear when you keep talking about this recycling, what I guess God has placed on my heart is they're recycling and placing them back among us, but they're no longer human. I believe this might be the mixing of the iron and the clay that the Bible talks about. That it is a mix right now across the world of the iron and the clay, and that this mix will not adhere to each other. And so you see this conflict that those who are of God, those who are still pure in the human, are clay. And they are beginning to understand and beginning to see. And this is what's going to cause the breaking apart of all of their plans, because they can never convert the clay into iron, no matter what they try. And they can never mix the two to where they become a homogeneous mix. And I believe this is playing out right now before our very eyes.
Yes.
Well, shall we get to some prayer, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes,
and, shall we? Shall we shake the world's shakeable foundations, because they are shakeable and they need to be shaken down? Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, thus saith the Lord. And I believe this is the time to bring this thing to a conclusion so that people can see out beyond it. Because it's easy to get swept up, as Govinda said. It's going to take, everybody's got to get off the sidelines. And I guess what that means is,
do not remain lukewarm, everybody.
Yeah, what that means is don't just passively watch it go by, but try to figure out something to do, or let the Spirit fill you and give you ideas as to things you could do as well. You know, I used to, you know, enjoy, like, you know, just things like, I don't know, rebelling against the system, going to a teacher's meeting or something about how they're destroying children and trying to convince them to be castrated and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's hard for me to even look at. I mean, I'm almost like, you know, calling the strike, but, you know, we're toward the end, aren't we, Govinda, of this system? This thing's about on a death spiral, isn't it?
Oh, it's
the patient
fumes.
About dead?
It's on fumes. I mean,
it's like, okay.
Their system's collapsed.
Let's just take the oxygen, you know, cut the oxygen, cut the nutrients, take the IV out of the room, you know what I mean? Let the patient die. Let's go on with it. All right, buddy.
Yes.
Lead us, please.
Okay. Well, all right. Well,
Govinda's our leader. You may have noticed. Govinda's like the leader. You know, he's like a leader among men.
let's do this, shall we? All right. Father, we want to say thank you. We come before you, Most High, and we're grateful that we can come before you right now as your children, all over the world as manifestations of you, because we're one with you and we're one in you and we're one with each other. We're all one in you. And we have come through a lot to come to this point. And we've come through a lot of journeys and a lot of backgrounds, and we've done it, Father. We are a success. Everyone listening to this, we're all a success right now, and we're grateful for all that's come before, even for all of the pain and all of the difficulties. We're grateful for it because it's shaped us, and we've learned the lessons that we were supposed to learn in this life and accomplish the things. But Father, right now we come before you marking this point in time on this June 1st, 2022. And we recognize now that this is the time for us to experience for the balance of our time here the creation of what we have within us, to see that manifest without over these days and weeks and months and years for the balance of our experience here. And so we ask for that. We thank you, Father, that all of these things, they are finished, that it is finished, that it is done, that these things are concluded. Yes, there may be some remnants of things that we see, but the root has been cut, and the tree of evil is just dying and withering, and it is... And it's been done. It's already finished. So now what the call for every one of us is to fill that gap, that power, that to move in that and to create and to manifest what is the destiny. So we make and we create. The word that you've given, Father, is build the world you know to be true. And we build the world we know to be true. We know that former thing was a lie, but we now build the world we know to be true. And Father, we just ask, and we confirm among each other this day for the full and complete and total end of all the manifestations of that old system. And yes, the end of that human trafficking, the slavery in all of its different forms, that slave system that everyone was under. And just everyone felt the collective pain of that, and the complete end of that, and the complete freeing of all of humanity in the prime and in the primary experience that we all experience in the rest and the balance of this life that we all go forward in. We're grateful that that will be what we know and that what we understand in the closing of our time in this paradigm. And we just confirm and affirm one another in that, and we strengthen one another in our journey and in our experience. And I just ask that every one of us would do incredible exploits in the balance of our window here, and we will see and know and understand that. And Father, you've put it in your word that in the future we wouldn't have to ask. And we don't need to ask anymore because we've grown up and we've matured, and we are now just manifesting and actioning what comes from within. We are grown in the spirit now. We're no longer babies tossed to and fro with everything that comes our way. But we have solid within ourselves, and we're moving within that. So when we come together like this, we just confirm that within each other, and we manifest as you have directed within us to do so. So we bless one another this day. We confirm the total end of that old slave system and all that it is. We confirm that that thing is done and finished and over, and we will watch the collapse of that system while we also see the uprising of your plan and purpose, and we will all play a role and a part in that manifestation, such a time as this. Bless your people this day, and we bless one another, and we do it all, and we thank you for the manifestation of truth in the representation as well. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the power of that name and who we are and the revelation of he showed us to go and do likewise. So we move in that, and we're grateful for that, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I hear my name there.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. Father, you are an awesome God, Father. You are our Father. You are our Master, Father. And Father, you gave a mission to us when you choose us, Father, for your sake, Father. You just, Father, make a clean heart, Father, as you like, Father. And Father, today we come to you, Father. This all podcast, everyone just speak from you, Father, because this is the wisdom talk, Father, to everyone, Father. And I believe that only one mission is that we will make our disciples for you, Father. Yes. Even Father, the time many people are lost in their time, Father. They are just they are doing nothing, Father. Even Father, they have a pure heart, Father, but they are lazy, Father. They are sitting in one place, Father. They are thinking, all thinking, Father. But I believe that you ask us that go. And make our disciples.
Yes.
So, Father,
yes.
You gave us a this task, Father. And, Father, I believe that we are not doing 100%. But, Father, give us courage, Father. Give us spirit, Father, that we will just make this work very speedy, Father. When your servant says that to 2030, and Father, I can understand, Father, that even I believe that you are coming soon, Father.
Oh, yes.
And you have a reward to everyone, Father. And Father, when everywhere there is a disturbance, there is a chaos, Father, and there is a many plans of the world, Father, there are many diseases, many restrictions just imposed on all over the world. There is inflation all over the world. There is hunger all over the world, Father. Mm-hmm. But I believe that this is not your plan. This is a plan of a Satan, Father. We rebuke this plan, all of us, Father, because we are one heart, Father. When we bless each other, Father, we will bless the world, Father. You give authority to us, Father, that we will just go and you will use us, because you choose us from our mother, Father. And Father, when we are going and we are working in Pakistan, in a Muslim countries, Father, in our orphanage home, Father, when we are working in Afghan refugees, Father, when we are going to work, Father, for the new convert Christians, Father, this is a beautiful church, Father, which you gave us, Father. And I believe that even in every condition, even we have nothing, but we have a peace in our mind, Father. We have a peace in our heart that we are your people, Father. You give us a duty to win the hearts, Father, to win the minds, Father, of the people. But Father, we are weak, because when your spirits come, when Holy Spirit come, Father, then we are a powerful. Then we can fight against these powers which are against this world, Father. All agenda, Father, all plans which are not from you, Father, will be failed, will be rejected, in Jesus' name, Father. Jesus. Father, we have one motto. We have one goal from every country, Father, that you choose us, Father. And Father, that motto, that goal is to go and preach and give a water baptism to them, Father. And then we will increase your kingdom, Father. And Father, we are so thankful that you always use us, Father. Even all the team who is now praying, Father. Father, we are praying with our heart, Father, with our tears, Father, because we are seeding with our tears, Father, and I believe these seeds will be grow as a fruitful tree, Father. Yes. And I believe that these fruits are not a one type fruit, the one type of the fruit. This is the 100 types of the fruits, yes. Father, which you want that the people will God these fruits from us, Father, right. From our life, Father. Please, Father, listen to our prayers, Father. Listen. We are crying to you. Just we are going to you. Just we are making. Just we are not telling our difficulties. We are telling nothing because already you know that what we need, Father. Yeah, we need that. That
yes.
With the
Amen.
We will win the souls, Father. Then, Father, the people will listen to this podcast, Father. Yes. This knowledge, this wisdom, which is from you, Father.
Amen.
People,
praise God.
Receive this message, Father. Receive this podcast message, Father. And we will get information from different people that this is so blessed morning for us, Father, when we start this month from your name, Father. Yes, I believe that today is a special day that you want a special yes. from us, Father.
Yes.
So bless everyone, Father. Bless yes. everyone. Bless everyone. We pray in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
All right, take it up. Whether or not Patrick or Violet, go ahead.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Who's next?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I love these times.
It's absolutely God. Perfect. All right, Charles. Or Patrick, come on. Is he still there?
Hallelujah.
Patrick, you there?
I'm right here.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing and what you have done and what is happening in the past, in the future, in the present. And you are amen. Lord, as I always pray, Lord, that we understand and we know who we are and what we are within and without, Lord. That we understand that, Lord, everything within us, Lord, is growing, is becoming stronger and more powerful. Lord, we ask you to keep us on the journey that you have laid out for us and that everything that goes out and happens, Lord, that as we impact the world, we impact the world in the way that, Lord, you're calling us to do it, Lord. The change from the evil to the good, and from where there's darkness to light. Lord, we thank you for everything you've done, everything you're doing, everything you're going to do.
Yes.
And, Lord, we love you.
We love you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name,
in
amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for these times when we can come together in your name and in your spirit and unite as one, forming your will. My heart is so warm and so blessed, and almost melting within me today for the power of the Holy Spirit that comes among all of these, your children who gather together for the sole purpose of prayer, praying for your will.
Yes.
And as I look around today, Father, I see, as Govinda said, the times are speeding up. But I also see that your truth and the Spirit of God is pouring out in ever-increasing numbers and ever-increasing matters all over your people. And they cannot combat this. They have been driven into corners with their own fear, and they've responded with violence all over the world. Wars, terrorism, killings, governments conspiring against their own people to destroy them for the simple sake of stopping your truth from getting through. But it cannot happen, my Father, for you are the living God, and you are truth. Amen. And more powerful than anything else. They have tried for thousands of years to reduce your truth, to reduce your people, but it cannot happen. It will not happen. For those you have called will rise up as we sit here together in prayer, in contemplation, in fellowship with the Spirit. So will your Spirit increase, my Father, as these times shorten. The power of God, I can see it now flowing out across your people. Oh, my Father, give them strength, give them power, give them courage, and most of all, keep them from fear, for fear has no place in our relationship with you. Show us the way. Show us how we are to fight. Show us the, give us the weapons. Give us the power. And we will stand by the side of your truth all the way till we see it fulfilled. For I believe, and you have shown me, that righteousness will one day return to this earth by the power of Almighty God. Praise God, I can't wait.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let righteousness return. Father, thank you so much for bringing us all together today. What a blessing. What a blessing to hear the brethren speak and pray and prophesy. Lord, I want to thank you personally for saving baby Khan from death. A miracle. A sick baby who couldn't go to the doctor because it was too dangerous. He would have been killed. His parents would have been killed. And then he died. And then a few hours later, you brought him, as they were getting ready to bury baby Khan, they came back to life. You brought him back, Lord, and healed completely. Let this be a sign to everyone that you are the blessing of life, that you bring life. And Father, what an inspiration. Thank you, Jesus, for saving baby Khan. Lord, I just want to ask your blessing upon all of those who believe in you, that we would be strengthened, we would be led, that we would know what you want us to do, Lord, that we would do what you want us to do, that we would be led by you, Lord, that we would be only doing what you'd like us to do, and that we could spread. And as John was saying, more disciples come to you to get more truth and all the truth, and that the evil ones would fall away. They would fall away, and all their plans are for naught, because they're so transparent in their evil that it's almost like it's like Zeph said, a cartoon. And Lord, we ask that the evil cartoon be shut down, and that we would go forth in the truth and the way and the life, which is you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Way, truth, and life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Way, truth, and life.
Hallelujah.
The way, the truth, hallelujah, and the life way. The way of Jesus. Lord, you've put me on your path, Jesus, and I've walked down this path, and this path goes everywhere all the time. and out of this limited space. And you are life. Life comes from nowhere else but you. And you are truth. There is no other truth but you. It's very simple, Lord, and I thank you for giving me this simple lesson for me to live my life by, no matter how complex my mind wants to take it, no matter how complex the problems may seem. It always comes down to way, truth, and life. Always comes down to those three things, Lord, and those are you. And I wish we could teach them, the whole world, about Jesus. Lord, I ask you to help me teach them about the different, the profundity of you, Lord, and get away from this propaganda that they try to spread around the world, and this shallow, glib, awful kind of, you know, theology they try to spread, and spread the truth that you really are about expansion. You really are about no war. You really are about the living water. You really are about endless life. You really are about freedom.
Hallelujah.
That there is no freedom without you. Lord, I thank you for being here and blessing us and all of us and giving us visions on how to lead our lives into the future. And I ask you to give strength and ideas and direction to the people listening, that if they feel they're on the sidelines, they want to do more to bring about this vast change in consciousness, which is you, Lord, which is you, to bring about you as consciousness, that you would help them to find things they could do that would expand the kingdom, that we should all be thinking of the words, expand the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Expanding the kingdom within, without, everywhere, all the time, forever. That is you, Lord. And I understand there are people that they're addicted to the game. They're addicted to all this stuff. And you put me in a unique position, Lord. So I need to ask you for a couple of things. One, please give me strength to hang in there with people that are very smart, very crafty, very smart, very clever, that want to make a presentation, that want to promote the backwards way as if it's the only way. And help me to hang in and take the slings and arrows, if there are any, or please blunt them or put them to the side.
Yes,
they come,
Lord,
from people trying to kill the messenger.
Yes, Lord.
Because they can't win the argument.
Hallelujah.
Please, Lord, protect me in that endeavor that they get very angry, and I happen to be... You put me in a unique position in the world, and I'm half in the world, half out of the world, but in the world amongst the people that I know you're trying to reach. So please give me the words to help I don't know how to get through, but please help me to have the words, actions, deeds that could reach them. It's not about me winning any argument. It's about them being saved, because you want to save them. So please help me in that regard. And also I pray for all the sick and all the dying, Lord, that you would heal them now and heal them from future plagues and mute any plague they try to throw on us, any pandemic or any of this monkey pie, all this stuff. Protect us from all their stupid, idiotic, horrible, pre-planned, obvious, cartoon evil, Lord.
Yeah.
Protect us from their stupidity, Lord. Jesus. Protect us from their low IQs, Lord. Protect us from their low level of consciousness, Lord. Jesus. Protect us from that indiscriminate hurting and killing, like children stomping around through an animal farm. Please help us to wrest control away from them and to bring your control back into the world, which is based on intelligence and growth rather than death and stupidity. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 So, Father, we're just grateful, and we're grateful that we come before you. And we connect with that which is within all of us, because your life flows through every single one of us. And we're one with you, one in you, and one with each other. And we move forward all of us together as one, and one in you, we now go forward to accomplish incredible things. So we bless now each other with every idea necessary and the power to act and the resource necessary to accomplish the things that you put and inspire us to do. All of it will flow now in this time in incredible ways of colossal abundance in all of our lives as we connect to and walk in the source of all life and watch that manifestation and that flow. And I would encourage everyone to don't be overwhelmed by the abundance and by, because when you see how much has been stolen and robbed from you, you will also understand how abundant the Most High is and how abundant we are as an extension of Him.
Yes.
And so don't be surprised and don't be overwhelmed by how much is there, but just move forward with that and put all into work into the direction that He puts within you. So Heavenly Father, we're grateful and we bless one another and we go forward in this time and in what is left of the remnants of what people thought of as time, which is no longer time, because all is happening at once as we move forward as and in I am. In Jesus' name,
I am.
Another. Thank you.
In Jesus' name,
amen. 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 Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I am.
Hallelujah.
I am.
Hallelujah.
Well, I guess we're having a, you know, folks, with I was on my Substack, I was, you know, talking about knocking down these murderers and liars and terrible people and all that. And I think the mission has been accomplished. Joy has been returned. We can expect miracles and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we can expect that Jesus will lead us. As always, we put God first every day. And as the sun starts coming up here in New Mexico, we put God first. We pray. We don't always get a yes on prayers. We don't always get a, you know, we pray the fire stops, the fire burns up some houses. It's not magic. We don't do magic. We get in alignment with God's will. We may not even understand, and we suspend that lack of understanding and just go with the Lord out of faith, knowing that all good things, you know, I think this is Psalm 30, all good things come from God.
Hallelujah.
All good things.
Amen.
So when you know that, and that's faith, right? You know that since all good things come from God, then you can have perfect faith.
We
because
thank you, Lord.
If that's a axiomatic truth, all good things come from God, then you can relax. Right? And even if you don't understand, you can go with God because you know that all good things come from God.
Hallelujah.
His thoughts are above our thoughts. His ways are above our ways. And but because all good things come from God, and we know this, and we know that life comes from God, and we know that we want to be connected to life because we feel great when we're connected to life. We don't like being connected to death. So we just suspend those questionings of God and those debates with God and those endless kinds of things that people torture themselves with, because all good things come from God. So we know that's the path, and we know that's Jesus, and we understand that Jesus is not just a man. We understand that Jesus is, and Jesus is the Most High. Jesus is the I Am, because He's proclaimed that several times. But not just because of that in His Word. It's like the ability to see something that's nonlinear from a linear point, is when you look at Jesus. And what's not explained is how that works, those paradoxes. And the Lord will show you those. You may not be able to explain it to your friends, but you'll know it in your heart. You'll understand. And when you understand, then you can get beyond what we think time and space is, which is basically so far just like a limitation. We have a glimpse out there, and we know that out there is freedom. And we know that there's a way to get there, and that way is Christ, the way, the truth. The truth is there's a way out, and the life comes from God. So when you know those three things, you know that all good things come from God. You understand that the reality we're in is too complex for us to understand at this point. Understand in a linear way that we like to understand things. We can't. And that needs to be understood more, that you don't need to answer those questions. You just need to be in awe of the mystery, in awe of the complexity, in awe of the paradox, in awe of the things that you don't know but you might find out, of the excitement call to adventure in and beyond this comic book kind of reality that we've unfortunately found ourselves in the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh.
I know we're all tired. I know that everybody is, you know, this was their big push because they believe that, like Govinda was saying, the Mayan calendar is ending in 2030. This is all according to their sorcerers, and this is their big push for the end. And I don't believe they're going to give up right now. I do believe that they have this idea, no matter how stupid they end up behaving, and no matter how ridiculous they look, and they do look down at this point, it's hard for me to believe that any human being takes these people seriously.
Mm.
And they need to be called out, and they need to be written letters, like Govinda's Ministry of Health, writing them a letter of cease and desist, or there'll be personal consequences. We can all find things to do that would, you know, that God will lead us into doing. And I, you know, I'm just on call. You know, Govinda, I feel like I'm on call. You know, like a fireman.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Are,
oh, yeah.
Has me do, I'll just go with the call.
Every day.
I'm working with people that don't get any of this stuff, and they want to challenge me in the spirit, you know, and I'm scared to death, you know, so I ask the Lord, please help me.
Zeph, you don't need to, at this stage, none of us, there's no requirement for us to help other people to do for themselves what they should be doing for themselves.
Right, that's how
there's
true.
A lot of people.
Yes,
that,
got it.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of people right now that will either, they will want to, they will want your growth that you've done over 20 years. They'll want it in 6 weeks, and that's not going to happen. There's going to be others that are going to be angry of everything that's going on that has to do with all of the macro elements taking place around us, and they're going to want to get upset at you. You don't have to listen to that.
No,
that's
what it is
your
is they want to.
That's how you.
They want to negate. They want to find something wrong with my situation, so they can go, I don't have to worry about that anymore. I know, but that's just being around.
You don't have to worry about that either.
Being around,
and so
I believe these people will. Govinda, I believe these people, some of these hard-headed ones especially, are going to eventually be the Lord's. I think that God's wants his share of these people, and he's not going to give up.
I agree.
They're out
I
there.
I agree, but you know what? It's gonna happen by them aligning themselves with truth, and not them, and not any of us convincing anyone
debate,
of anything.
No, debate's not gonna work.
Yeah, when we just hold that line of truth, when we maintain that frequency of truth, when we go forward in what we know to be true, and others will either they will bounce off of that and ricochet away, or they will align and they will join us in it, and they will make it that much more strong and powerful as we go forward.
Right.
But we're going forward. There's no stopping at this point. There's no that we've already overcome. And so the things that you see,
amen,
the manifestations you see around us, those are the peripheries of this, but we've already overcome. It's already done, everybody. It's already done. You know, we've won already. Now, we still need to finish. We still need to finish our journey. We still need to finish the race. We still need to complete now is actually, you know, now's the incredible fun part. You know, I'll just give one more analogy. In athletics and in sports, the winning of the whole thing is done away from the field of, but when the time comes for the race, everything that's happened before is what's prepared for that. But then and this is why, like, the top athletes, they will enjoy the race because they've already done everything before that to win the race. Now they're just walking it out. Everybody listening here, you've done everything necessary to prepare yourself and are doing it to win the race. Now all you got to do is walk in and claim what is already yours. It's already done. We just have to walk it out now. And this is going to be, for the children of the Most High, one of the most amazing, epic, cosmic, the entire, all of creation and all of the universe and all the multiverse and everything are going to watch and see what happens here with and through us at this window, at this juncture.
Yeah.
It's going to be epic.
Hallelujah.
There's a lot of people on the earth that, like you said, are not people. And
amen.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting to me to think about it that way and realize, you know, that a lot of what I'm seeing is an illusion, you know, of people, an illusion of organization, an illusion of cities, the illusion, you know, to see it, you know, well, I guess what I mean is to see it kind of coming apart in ways that show that, you know, it's not the real reality. You know, the real reality is God's reality. And this is not exactly it. It's a simulation that they've given us to try to convince us it's real, try to convince us that time and, you know, space and, you know, buildings, organization, laws and all that are real. But now, of course, that's all been blown apart by the revelation that they're a little more than comic book figures, you know, just sort of like sad comics, you know, dumb clowns. And when you finally see through all that and you realize that, you know, the reality they've given us is pretty stupid as well, I would hope that a lot of you, well, you may not hear this broadcast, but, you know, I hope someone would remind you that you're on a hamster's wheel and maybe it's time to step off that thing, right? Get off a hamster's wheel. You know, or like a joke they used to say, you know, the hamster's dead, but the wheel's still going, or something like that. You know, there's really no point to it, to jumping on their wheel and being a part of it, as people like to think that they're a part of something great. There's nothing great about the human condition upon the earth and about man's inhumanity to man. There's nothing great about it. There's nothing ever will be great about it. And the sooner we see that, the sooner we can lighten up and not take things so hard. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, if you look at this the wrong way, you could cry every single day until you die. And when you're crying, you run out of energy to do other things. You know, and I admit it's really sad the way, but we just have to rise above that to be active. You know, even to listen to somebody else's problems, you know, and they're crying, but you're able to give, you know, some kind of counsel, prayer, or just be there. And, you know, even in that state, I'd prefer that state to just, you know, like I said, we can cry after we're dead if we really feel like it. You know what I mean? The Bible says all the tears will be dried in the end. You know, it's all going to make sense in the end. It's all going to be dried up. Well, I think, you know, at this point, it's like we could either cry about it, I guess, and, you know, it's terrible, okay, so we could cry about it. Join it, which, of course, is to me like kind of like,
death.
You know, the lemmings off the cliff, you know what I mean? It's just suicide. Or follow Jesus because he's the way out. He's also the way in. I always love to play with that, those terms, the way in and the way
out. Amen.
So, to me, it just seems like it's really coming. I mean, I know Jesus has been denigrated, you know, hurt, and made into a comic book himself, and a dashboard figure, and things like that. But it's about time people started asking questions like, what do you mean the kingdom is within? What do you mean the way, the truth, and the life? What do you mean that the blood and the body of Christ being, you know, being the sacrifice for sin, without which we would not be able to get beyond this plane of existence? What do you mean, follow Jesus and not the world? What do you mean the world is death, but Jesus is life? What does all that mean? People don't ask those questions because they, I don't know why. Is there any other life besides Jesus? Is Buddha life? Is, you know, is Krishna life? Is there some other little avatar running around? Is Yoda, the little Yoda, right? is that life? You know, what does it mean, these different questions that are paradoxical and hard to understand? How come I take theology classes and I don't seem to be any further along? It's because entering into the whole thing is you enter into the space of the Lord with fear and trembling. It's a very frightening in one sense and very exhilarating in another. It's not something that you master. It's not something that you get. It's something that you follow along without being sure of what you're following exactly, but that's where the faith comes in, because you know that all good things come from God. You know what I mean? And then you learn about all these. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot to see. There's a lot to understand. But the main thing is that there's been a path. There's been a way to heal the breach with God. We're separate from God here. Humanity is. And there's been one path to heal the breach. And that is God. I mean, Jesus. God. And it is the blood of Christ. And that blood of Christ, people say, well, the cross or the blood of Christ, you know, has set us free. Well, that's where the victory occurred. The blood of Christ and the ascension of Jesus Christ, i.e. beating the world system, beating the scientific system, beating the knowledge about death and all that, and showing that, there is no limitation in death, and showing that there's a path beyond death and to the beyond, beyond time and space, beyond, especially time. And beyond all these illusions that they try to give us to keep us as recycled souls. They like to recycle us, almost like, you know, they're just feeding off us, recycling us, and they think we're like crops for them to feed on. And this is wrong. I don't care who they are, you know, lizards, whatever. That's not our path. We made in the image and likeness of God. We are made to be life. We had, you know, obviously we're in a fallen condition to begin with, but there is one thing that God gave us, and everyone, you know what, everyone I talk to, whether they're Muslim or they're Buddhist or they're, you know, atheist, a lot of atheists here in America, no matter who I talk to, they all seem to know that Jesus is real, but they just don't know what to do, but they all seem to understand Jesus is the way.
Even that, Harari guy, I mean, the fact that he would single out Jesus.
The fact that he's exactly right, very smart, is the fact that he would single out Jesus, or that he'd said no other name except Jesus. And for those guys, you know, that are so advanced in their secret societies and their Pythagorean theorems and mathematics and esoteric knowledge, for them to say Jesus is something of an admission that's beyond belief, because he didn't say Buddha, he didn't say this name, that name, Zarathustra, you know, some philosopher, he didn't say anything except Jesus. And then he equated Jesus with what? Free will. He said, without Jesus, there's no free will. You know, so what does that mean? Well, throw it into the backwards machine, so it comes out right. He's saying that Jesus, free will is of God, and that Jesus, God, exists. Jesus exists. It's Harari who banished Jesus. He said, well, I'm negating Jesus, therefore humans are hackable animals. He had to negate Jesus. He couldn't negate Jesus. King Herod. He couldn't negate Nebuchadnezzar. He couldn't negate Putin. He couldn't negate George Bush. He negated Jesus and said, now I have permission to do what I want with you. He had to say the name Jesus. Now that should tell you everything
like
you need
an angry
to know.
Child.
That should prove to you hardcore, you guys that have no faith in anything, that should, you know, the fact that he just gave you a, he gave you a big gift. Harari gave you a gift. He gave you the gift that Jesus is right. That's right. That's right. Jesus. So everything about Jesus is true. You know, it's true. It's just it's mistaught because the bad guys sneak into these churches and they want to switch up the doctrine and change things or worship Mary or do something. You know, whatever they end up doing, they try to deflect from the truth. It's Jesus and the shed blood. And from there, from that, you know, from that event, to the, ascension, resurrection, and the entire, you know, passion of Christ is really the only actual way legally. I mean, legally, from a legal perspective, it's the only way. Legally. Now,
way,
if you want
the truth and the life.
Well, you can argue it any way you want, but legally there had to be some payment for the fall, because there could be no healing of the breach with God, no reconnection, unless there was some mechanism by which humanity could go free. And you know, God basically shedding his own blood was the only way, because that was the only thing that was expensive enough, a drop of that blood. Expensive enough, rare enough, sought after enough, that could actually pay the price, so that, you know, that whatever you're rid of condemnation as a fallen creature could be, you know, exonerated and torn up and set free, and that's the end of it. And without that, you would have no way of paying for your crime, if you will, even though you don't remember committing it. We're all connected through DNA and cells and blood and so forth and generations. And so we inherit this. It may not seem fair, but God made a way. However, the world tried to hide it. They always say Jesus. Why did Satan ask Jesus to bow down to him? And Satan then claimed to be Mr. Society. He owned all the institutions on the earth. He owns it all. And Jesus, he wanted Jesus to bow down, and Jesus could run all those, and he could have all those things. Uh-huh. But, you know, he wouldn't do it because, you know, because he already has everything.
Hallelujah.
He owns Satan, okay? He owns everything. But I and Christ own everything too. Govinda owns everything too, along with me. And you, and Trish, and Patrick, and everybody, Violent Judge, we are the inheritors of all things in Christ. Or as Peter says, a royal priesthood, you know, that share in the, you know, or if you like, just I am, you know, and then we're all contained in that. And all these are mysteries, and none of them need to be explained by secret societies, okay? None of them need to be explained by really smart men. God reveals the mysteries to us from within us. And even a child can understand what the great philosophers can't seem to handle. A child gets it. I get it right now because God makes me a child. I get it. Can I explain it? No. I can't explain it exactly because it's, we talk in linear time, but in my heart, in my soul, in whatever I am within, God has taught me all these things of the mysteries. They're not mysteries to me within. They were mysteries before, and they're not now. Now that I know the mystery, can I explain it? No, but what I can do is this. God can work through me and reveal himself to anyone he wants just by using me.
Hallelujah.
So, same with all of you. Hallelujah. Now, with all that power, with all that positive, you know, forward force during this time of trouble, Govinda, one last question: is this the end that's talked about in the Book of Revelation? Is this timing the same? I'm interested in your idea on that. What do you think?
You know, I'm just going to say one thing.
I don't want you to put you on the spot. I'm just
I get you. I go back to that thing that I shared with you about what Iris had told me long time ago. Oh, you'll be preaching in the streets. What that turned out to be, you'll have a ministry, a healing ministry. What that's turned into. You know, so what I want to say in that regard is, there's a lot of things that people have thought are going to be one thing, and the manifestation is going to be something that people never anticipated or expected. And for us, you know, what I truly see happening is going to be, it's, you know, there are people right now that are just sitting there, you know, hiding with a candle, and trying to see, does this mean this? Does this mean that? Even if you do all that, it's not going to help you at all. You know, and you're going to miss the whole thing. You know, you're going to miss the whole game will be done while you're trying to figure out what the plays are on the field, and it's happening now. We flow with the Spirit. I as far as like timings and all, I don't even feel like that time is what we thought it was anyways from before. in that regard, like we'll look back when all of this is finished and be like, oh yeah, I get it. But in the middle of it, I think that we play certain roles and do certain things. But it's, you know what? If we didn't do certain things that we've all engaged in, we'd be having a very different experience as well. So, you know, the reason that I give a little bit of a answer like that is because it's so loaded, the programming that people have had around this.
Oh, yeah.
And the expectation that people have built into that comic book version, and all of it, you can just throw it all out of the window.
Well, here's an idea. And, go ahead. I mean, one way of looking at it, like, we will see a new heaven, a new earth. Okay.
Yes.
On the journey we're on, we will see a new heaven. We will experience the whatever the new Jerusalem is supposed to be. We'll experience it. We will experience being the tabernacles of God and not needing anything like electricity or any other. We will be the source at you know, ultimately. So I mean, we you know, to do those things, for example, they wouldn't be done here in this. We would be expanding into some of these things, new heaven, new earth, water of life freely. And then there's another thing in the Bible that says, it's interesting, it says, let the thieves be thieves, the liars be liars, sinners be sinners, let the righteous be righteous. I'm paraphrasing now, but, you know, in the end of the thing, you know, the people are going to be, it is what it is.
Yeah.
There's going to be the unrighteous.
Absolutely. You know, I agree with that. Let me give you a couple things in that regard. Okay, the separation of the sheep and the goats, there's one. You know, they're put into two different sets. There's one. Here, let me give you another one. All right, so this was kind of a way that was shown to me, and I see it coming out. Okay, imagine you're driving on the interstate. You know, in the state, in the U.S., you've got these interstates. But then along the way, you hop off onto a frontage road or one of those side roads, right? For a while, you're still going at the same pace as everything else. You're still having but you're on a different road. But eventually, there comes a point where that road can peel off, and everything that previous road was, you will just be going in a different, you'll have a different experience because you'll be on a different road, you'll be on a different path. So the place that we are right now is, we've already jumped off of that old track and we were already going into something different. And the process of us going into this different thing, yes, there's going to be some window where things seem like they're similar, but they're really not. And where, because we're on a different path. And as the longer that we go on this path, the more that the old one is going to be something that's going to be distant in our rear view mirror. The world that we will see and experience going forward is going to be very different than what that old construct was. And so this is, again, too, the interdimensionality of even our existence and our primary consciousness of what we end up experiencing compared to others. And that's why, too, it's like when people say, you know, is it this or is it that? And I might say, yes. You know, it's like, it's just in the sense that you know, I know what we're going to experience, Zeph, and very much I agree with much more. We're going to experience incredible abundance and manifestation and power and clarity and connection to source, to the Most High, to, you know, well, however you want to call, refer to the one who we are all one with, and understanding the truth and reality of who Jesus really is and what he truly revealed to us. And all these things become clear, and we're going to be doing all of that and living all of that. That's going to be our experience. But there's going to be others that are looking for something else, and they're going to find something else too. And so in that regard, I would just encourage each and every one of us to connect and to walk with what is within you without. And because this is going to be, I believe, an incredible time for us. I have something just welling up inside of me in these days of just a truer understanding of who we are. And just walking that out, we will, none suffer lack. We will see incredible, incredible things. And this is our portion in this window and in this part. I don't even like using the word time anymore, because it's a bind. Tie me. You know, it's like I'm not.
I don't want to tie you up, dude.
Tied.
I don't want to bother you.
We're not tied. We're out of that bind. We're no longer in that bind. So we are now just manifesting and free flowing in who we truly are. And it's going to be an incredible, incredible window and experience. Yeah, we've got to you know, let go of some old, broken, legacy constructs that they no longer serve us. We've outgrown them. So just let them go. Just let them go. Just a lot of things, you know, for people listening, just let them go. You don't need to have any kind of big ceremonial anything around it. Just let it go. Just bury it. It's done. That's finished. You know, it is finished. It truly is. It is finished. Go on in the new thing and be blessed in that.
It's a healing.
I think we'll just let it. We'll just gap it right there, folks. Okay, it's a healing day today, and
great word.
We've had a lot of nice things here today, and I hope you all are blessed, and share it with your neighbors and friends, and you know that they would have. I guarantee whoever you play this thing for will get, if they, you know, have some patience, they will definitely get strength. Wouldn't you say? We'll definitely get strength.
Yes.
And it will definitely, you know, take a lot of that fear out of them, you know, because there's, you know, it's kind of like when we were kids who went to this fun house and these things would jump out at us, remember? And they're like these little things in the corner, some, you know, you'd be on a little cart. That, I don't know if you ever went through this with the fun houses. Well, I did. And eventually when we got to be older kids, we'd escape the cart. And we proved to ourselves that, you know, and then we did mischief in there. You know what I mean? Because we weren't scared anymore.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of, you know, a little bit something like that.
Yeah, that's
okay.
With the gaslighting that they've been doing to the whole world.
They've blown it.
It's become, you know,
silly.
Like you said, cartoonish. cartoon. Right. It's like a cartoon.
It's a cartoon. And in doing that, they blow their credibility. And like when Klaus Schwab talks, people just imitate him as this like crazy buffoon, and nobody like, or Biden, and no one takes any of them seriously. And they're all angry. I mean, they're like, they don't know why are people not taking them seriously
and,
anymore.
And when Zeph was observing the recent Davos, their big, oh yes, we're taking over the world conference.
The idiotic nature of
one thing he kept telling me, he goes, they look scared.
Yes.
He kept telling me that. He said, they look scared. I go, they really should be scared from what they're saying and what they're planning.
Well, I think
it's like so ridiculous.
You know, people are just less and less people taking them seriously, and it's they're going to blow their whole thing. And it's because of, you know, one reason that I discerned was when I read their bits and pieces of this and that and their papers and whatnot, I realized, especially guys like Gates, they suffer, they have low IQ. Gates, you know, Gates couldn't get through school. He has low IQ.
And Schwab does too.
They do. They all have, they all share in that.
And some, all those women that
some were from there. Being inbred, some from being inbred, but they share in having a low IQ, which is, and they posit themselves as being, you know, try to present themselves as being the smartest ones in the room when they're actually, you know, the reverse is actually really true. And it's kind of a sad truth that people, once you start seeing it, though, and you start, like, you go read The Great Reset, and you go, you read some of the idiotic statements in there, and, you know, or like Harari, there is no, Jesus is a myth, therefore humans are hackable, you know, dumb, really dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, so because they're so stupid.
Two and two does not equal five, Harari.
Yeah, and stupidity is really, it's almost like God blinded them with stupidity. And anyone that thinks they are intelligent, just go read any part of The Great Reset, any their white papers, John Hopkins, all that stuff we read, you'll see how ridiculous they really are. Here's a better word. They're not serious as humans. They're not, they don't have, you know, they're not like your favorite
person. It's actually a waste of time to go read it.
It's actually a waste of time to go read it. I did learn a lot, though.
I learned a lot from reading.
I don't read it anymore, but I did learn that they were stupid. I did learn that they were below any kind of standard that even would be for education or for like someone getting a PhD or for, I did understand that. And I've read their books back in the 80s too. And the thing is that it's just a road to nowhere. But I mean, you're right. There's nothing to read there to take seriously. That's true.
What I've noticed, like,
from the very beginning of
this pandemic, when it was first starting, and we all knew what they were doing, and the reason we knew that is because we did read their plans. We did read what they had written.
But
we tried to warn people. And I found with my own family, I would try to warn them. And
your family is stupider than they are, which is really hard to believe.
They just thought I was out of my mind.
Because you're intelligent.
But because I knew from reading the evil one's plan,
to believe in the world system, you've got to knock your IQ down. You've got to be somewhat stupid to believe in this.
Exactly.
You've got to know thine enemy. Yeah.
God did not give us stupid, stupidity when we were born. We were born with an intelligence enough to understand everything, but only through mind control and through free will. Through your free will, you can make yourself more stupid so you can be more accepting, so you can excel more in their stupid system. And we understand that.
Amen.
And I'm dealing with people that they're still trying to fit into it. And I'm like, well, first of all, working harder, laugh at that. I try to explain to them, there's no comfort there. There's no life there. There's no friend there. Everyone there will stab you in the back. There is no future there. And the sad thing about it all is that people will do anything to believe, you know what I mean? They want lots of Instagram followers, and they want tons of Facebook follows. They want everyone wants to be famous. They have all their TikTok things going. I mean, you know, look at this. And this is all the system grooming them to do those things as if they're intelligent. They all want to be stars. They all want to be, hey, it's all about look at me, look at me. Now they want to be tranny stars, and they want to be this star and that star. And they do anything the system is telling it, no matter how dumb. And I just think there will be a rude awakening. Not for me, but there will be a rude awakening for some of these people. They'll be saying to themselves, how could I have been so stupid to follow that? And
we tried
to warn you.
Revelation at some point.
We tried for years to help you not fall into that trap. You know, you want to be liked. They don't like you. They hate everyone. And as soon as you know that they hate everyone, and hatred is really a currency that they live by, then you're going to understand that that's maybe not for you. I need love myself. And then I can be my best. If I know...
Unlimited love.
I know that I'm loved. I can do a lot more than if I think I'm hated, or... If I think I'm hated, I'm going to be thinking, well, what did I do wrong? Jeez, let's go over all my faults. But if I'm loved, I can work with that. You know? And so God is unlimited love. Okay? So for me, that's it. Game over. Done. But, you know, it's not that easy for the world. All right. Last words, anybody? Violent John, go see them over on Facebook. Get involved. Charles?
Hallelujah.
Charles?
Yes. I have one last word from the Bible as we face these times. Fear thou not, for I am with thee.
Yes.
Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee, the right hand of my righteousness.
Hallelujah.
What more can we say?
That's perfect.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's it, you know, and there's every reason, even they told you that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So, you know, it's really pretty much, 100% truth today, and we will see you next month, God willing, and God leading us. We've been through some things this month. We couldn't be here last month because of a number of things, but we came through sickness, we came through traveling problems. I remember we were in Dallas, and we couldn't figure out how to get the thing going, and the old computer broke, and but here we are.
Hallelujah.
We'll be here next
week. Yep, sorry for the short notice on last month's first, because we were just boom shagga lagga lagga lagga. Big right. Battles.
So let's end
a lot
on
of monsters.
Okay, we'll end on Trisha's song here. Be warned.
All right.
Bless y'all. Bless y'all. Have a wonderful,
God
wonderful
bless
month
everyone.
Of June.
Okay, stay
Amen.
There.
Hallelujah.
Stay there, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Hello, thank you so much.
God bless you all.
Your inheritance.
break them with a rod of fire. Dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, kings, be wise. Be warned, ye rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. Celebrate his rule with trembling. The one in heaven, he laughs at them. Lord, scoffs at them. Rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath. I have set my king on my holy mountain. Kiss the sun or he will be angry. And your way will lead to your destruction. His wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Why do the nations conspire? And the kings plot in vain. The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed.